This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Our guest today likes to go boating, kayaking, and kite surfing. A few years back, those activities seemed like a lost dream. But after 10 years of self-study and learning about natural therapies, he discovered something that changed his life. What he learned just may change yours as well. Dr. William Rawls is board certified in obstetrics and gynecology and resides with his family on the coast of North Carolina. I've invited him to the show to talk about his journey and share with us what he did when he decided that he'd suffered long enough. As a matter of fact, that's the name of his latest book. Dr. Rawls, welcome to HeartWise.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Now, take us back a few years to what can best be described as your dark days, and they lasted a long time. What was going on?
Well, at first I didn't really know, and the doctors that I saw didn't really know either, and I found that a lot of people are in this situation that things start breaking down, and it was really a result of years of stress, taking obstetrics call every second to third night,
yes,
eating the wrong food, doing things that I probably retrospectively would have best been not doing. But I started having symptoms of severe insomnia and fatigue and joint pain and muscle pain and all of the things that we would classically call fibromyalgia now. And nobody could really help me with it. My labs were normal, and basically all the system could offer me is just drugs to control my symptoms, and the drugs cause more problems than they actually help. So I finally recognized that I really needed to turn around and start looking at what was causing this sort of thing. So you look at stress and not sleeping and the food we eat, and then you extend that out to other things, and you start looking at a whole different model. And in our conventional system, we tend to do a good job of treating acute disease, but not so much chronic disease. We tend to treat it acutely. So when you look at any kind of chronic disease, instead of treating the processes of disease with drugs, it's really important to start looking at the specific causes. And I created a model that really defines cause of all causes of all diseases. And that really works in a lot of ways.
Yeah, in Chapter 2, you identify several system disruptors, you're calling them. Let's go into detail. Setting the stage for chronic disease, you say number one is poor nutrition. Now, we are the most well-fed nation on earth. How can we possibly have poor nutrition in this country?
Nutrition and calories are two different things. We are a calorie excess country. And the reason for that really is petroleum. Most of our food is actually derived from wheat and corn and soybeans. And if you wanted wheat, corn, and soybeans before about 1930, you would have had to go out and get a mule and a plow and dig a hole in the ground, and you might have gotten enough just to supplement your food, but you were going to still have to have other sources of food. Now you got a guy out in the Midwest with a tractor the size of a house that's producing enough grain to feed thousands and thousands of people. So we eat too much wheat, and we've changed those grains to be even more loaded with starch. So we're not eating vegetables, and vegetables are where our nutrients come from. So we're very heavy on calories. We have lots of fat and starch calories. Most of the fat actually comes from corn in one way or the other. All of our animals are fed corn, so that changes the fat in their tissues. So that's a huge problem.
All right. And the second disruptor you identify is emotional. Now, I've done shows on this program with psychiatrists, and they underline what you said. We are a very emotional, out-of-control society. How did that happen? What's your take on that?
Go back eons. There's a guy sitting out, and he's eating stuff out of the bushes because he's got to eat a lot of stuff to get enough calories to survive. Ancient foods didn't have much carbohydrate or fat in them. He doesn't have a clock. He doesn't have a watch. He doesn't have a schedule. He doesn't know what's around the corner and certainly not around the world. And his greatest stress is just getting enough to eat. So he really doesn't have any distractions. All he's focused on is getting enough to eat. He gets up and he walks out of the bushes and there's a saber-toothed tiger. He starts running. And everything in his physiology changes at that point. His heart rate goes up. He starts producing adrenaline. He mobilizes glucose to run his muscles because he's running away. So the other functions in his body, immune function, gastrointestinal function, all of those things get put on hold. And temporarily, that's fine because you need to escape that tiger. In our society, we are continually running from the tiger. So we're continually suppressing those normal maintenance functions because we're always on alert. And you have to find ways to put that tiger in its box.
Very good. I like that. That's a very good illustration, and it's very visual. I appreciate that. System disruptor number three, oxidative stress. Explain that for us.
Yeah, that's a little bit tougher one. Basically, the cells in your body have to have energy to function, and you actually use oxygen. Oxygen is a catalyst for reactions. The O2 breaks apart into what we call free radicals, and free radicals are what drive that energy reaction. But free radicals also affect anything in the surroundings, so they pull electrons, and so it causes damage to other molecules. Your collagen in your body, your DNA, everything inside that cell is affected by free radicals. So that's one form of oxidative stress that all of us have to deal with. And if it weren't for antioxidants, we wouldn't survive. The other form of oxidative stress is our immune system. Our white blood cells use free radicals to destroy debris, destroy microbes, and that sort of thing. So what we call inflammation is actually a form of free radical damage. And if you have too much inflammation because the healing systems in your body are working overtime because you're stressed and eating bad food and all these things, you get a lot of inflammation in your body. So that's basically what inflammation is.
It is setting the stage then for a very bad thing to happen to us, poor nutrition, emotional stress, oxidative stress. And then you have toxic stress. Dr. Rawls, we live in sterile environments. We have sterile houses. We have filters on everything, even in our cars. How are we getting toxins in our bodies?
It's all invisible. Yeah, it's our world is saturated with petrochemicals. When you start looking at our world, everything good and everything bad is really can be sourced to petroleum. Because we have petroleum, we can ship vegetables and wonderful foods to every supermarket in the country. And we have a quality of life that we can enjoy living in a temperature-controlled environment and work inside. But the downside of that is that plastics and petroleum use put a lot of invisible chemicals in the atmosphere and in the environment that can be harmful to us. And so the message is knowing about these things. You know, the cool thing is you can get the best food, then you can buy organic, and you can make a choice to clean your environment up, and you can avoid so many of these stress factors because we know about them. 100 years ago, they had no idea of what these things were. So if you're smart, you can really inhibit these factors of disease, and that's the biggest message that I would have, is that it's so important for each and every individual to be very aware of these things.
Well, you add energy. I'm assuming that's lack of energy on number six, lack of energy?
No, it's radiation. Basically, forms of energy that affect us, radiated forms of energy. You have energy that is coming from the sun in the form of UV, ultraviolet, infrared, gamma, and X-ray radiation from the solar system, from the Earth itself. That's a baseline that we all live with, and our bodies are pretty well adapted to that. It's the artificial radiation, what's coming from our computers and cell phones and everything else that is disturbing, and it's very hard to quantitate. But there's a really interesting study in 2011 that, to me, was a real eye-opener. They did a study in Brazil, and they looked at people that lived within 500 meters of a cell phone tower, or a microwave tower.
Uh-huh.
And they looked at all the towers around the country in Brazil, and people who lived within 500 meters of a cell phone tower had an 85% increased risk of all cancer.
That's pretty scary. That is that 500 meters. That's like 1,500 feet. Is that about right?
That's a lot of people, and we have a. It just illustrates that all of this radiation that we're being exposed to is not benign.
Mm-hmm.
It is a factor in disease. Quantitating it is somewhat difficult, but it's still there.
Okay, here we have poor nutrition, emotional stress, oxidative stress, toxic stress, physical stress, and this energy thing. And you had them all, and they brought into you two very damaging diseases, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and you also mentioned Lyme. Let's talk a little bit more about these diseases and what you did to overcome them, which forms the basis of your new book, Suffered Long Enough. Our guest today is William Rawls, a physician, and we'll talk to him more on our return, so stay right where you are.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At HeartWise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
As a medical professional, I've seen thousands of patients who have needed something more than modern medicine could offer. Over the past 20 years in cardiology, I've discovered another method of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. James Markham, and I'd like to introduce you to Biblical Prescriptions for Life. This is a Bible-based program designed to help you and your loved ones improve your health one step at a time. This evidence-based information focuses on relationships that empower change. Simple steps based on scriptures are presented which will change your entire chemistry. This program focuses on changing the chemistry of the entire body rather than isolated chemical pathways. The program has the potential to eliminate the need for prescription medications and prevent chronic disease. Visit heartwiseministries.org to discover more about Biblical Prescriptions for Life. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. You're here with Dr. William Rawls. He has written a book, which is basically the cry that he said himself at one point in his life, suffered long enough. He decided he'd suffered long enough. And the subtitle of the book is A Physician's Journey of Overcoming Fibromyalgia, Chronic Fatigue, and Lyme Disease. Now, Dr. Rawls, we were outlining some of the disruptors here. Anything else we need to know about that sequence of events that brings such devastating effects to our bodies?
Well, basically what these things do is disrupt the healing systems in our body and especially immune function.
Mm.
And with disrupted immune function, it sets you up for exposure to microbes. And we're exposed to a lot of microbes. We have microbes on our skin and inside us, and we're continually exposed to microbes throughout our lifetimes. We tend to worry about the bad ones. I mean, everybody is scared to death of Ebola, but the chances of someone in the United States actually getting Ebola are pretty small. And I try to define things by talking about virulence. Virulence is the ability of a microbe to cause disease. Ebola is one of the most virulent microbes that you could possibly be exposed to. Most people exposed are going to get very, very ill. And that illness is going to result in hospitalization and possibly death. So on a scale of 1 to 10, Ebola would be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the other microbes that we're exposed to on a daily basis, our normal flora that's inside of us, those microbes live with us, and they take a little bit and give a little bit, and we're pretty much status quo. They would be a 1,
mm-hmm.
small potential for causing disease. Looking at that scale a little more, malaria would be about an 8. People get really sick from malaria, but they don't necessarily die from it, so it's not quite as bad as Ebola. Hepatitis C would be about a 5. When you look at Lyme disease, the bacteria called Borrelia that causes Lyme is about a 3 or a 4. It's pretty low on the scale.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get sick when they're exposed to Borrelia, and very few people are going to die from Lyme disease. You just get miserable for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about that scale, if you expand it out into a pyramid, the pyramid would represent the prevalence of those things, the chance of getting one of those things, all right? So your normal flora would be the base of the pyramid. Pretty much everybody is exposed. Well, absolutely everybody, all right? Ebola would be the very peak of the pyramid. Exposure there, pretty small chances. So when you look at those threes and fours that Borrelia is part of, there are lots of them, and we're exposed to many of them almost continually. And it's only if your immune system has been disabled by these system disruptors then you really start having a problem. And this class of microbes I call stealth microbes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different kinds of stealth microbes. One I'm studying right now that I think is really important for us to pay attention to is one called mycoplasma. This is a very small bacteria. 30 to 70% of the population is carrying it. But under the right circumstances, it can become a pathogen, a disease-causing microbe. So it's down on the low portion, but it has been associated with many diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis patients, about 90% of them have mycoplasma in their synovial fluid. It's been closely tied to ALS, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. When you start looking at the symptoms of these chronic illnesses, if you draw a circle around the symptoms of Lyme disease and the symptoms of fibromyalgia and the symptoms of chronic fatigue, they overlap a lot. And if you look at the symptoms that mycoplasma causes and some of these other microbes, it's right in the middle of those circles. Well, you keep drawing circles with Parkinson's and ALS and a lot of the other autoimmune diseases, and they keep overlapping. So I think that these low virulence microbes are a foundation of many of our chronic diseases. Mycoplasma has been associated with cervical cancer. It's been found in ovarian cancer. So when you start putting two and two together, you have to be suspicious. So my model of chronic disease is looking at these system disruptors that allow us to become chronically infected with these low-grade microbes that are so stealth, they're working behind the scenes in our system and making us ill, but they're not so visible like Ebola that the conventional medical system really doesn't recognize them. Also, they're very hard to treat. Conventional antibiotics really don't do any of these things because they occur in very low numbers in the body, and they're really working by affecting the immune system, and that's where all the symptoms come from, is this further continual disruption of the immune system to cause inflammation, to break down tissues so they can get at our resources.
Well, Well, I wouldn't have you on this program unless you had found something that you brought into your own life that brought about change. And in the 4 minutes we have left on the show here, could you share with us what you discovered to bring your immune system back up again and remove the danger of all these diseases you've just mentioned?
The first thing is looking at the system disruptors and minimizing them.
Yeah.
Better diet, lots of vegetables, minimizing toxins, minimizing stress. There's so many things that you can do right up front to minimize the system disruptors that you're going to start to get your health back, but that's not going to take you all the way.
Uh-huh.
When we talk about these system disruptors and the things that affect our biological system, plants have to deal with those same factors that we do. So every plant, when you look out the window, is having to deal with oxidative stress and physical stress and probably even a little emotional stress. So all of these same factors, radiation, everything, those plants are having to deal with it. And plants have been making biochemical solutions to these problems for eons, for all of time, that are very, very sophisticated, much more sophisticated than we could ever generate in a lab. Now, certain plants, the way that they're managing these problems are not going to mesh well with our biochemistry. But the things that we call medicinal herbs are the things that humans have naturally selected over thousands of years as meshing particularly well with our biochemistry. So when you use herbal therapy, the medicinal herbs that we know are safe, you get antioxidants and antimicrobial substances and anti-inflammatory substances and things that boost the immune system, and that's virtually every herb. And some may be a little bit better for one problem than another, so you blend herbs together. So the magic of herbal therapy is extraordinary. And we live in a time that because of the internet, all of the knowledge from all of the herbal traditions and all the science is very available to anyone who wants it. So we're entering a new age of herbal therapy that I think is exceedingly exciting, and I think the future is very bright.
Well, I know one thing for sure. There is a website, www.vitalplan.com, vital, V-I-T-A-L, plan.com. It is run by our guest today, Dr. William Rawls. Where, listener, you can get a lot more information about this and learn about this herbal therapy. You have set the stage here, Dr. Rawls, beautifully. You have identified it. And I love what you said, that the plants have to go through the same thing we're going through, but they must have figured out because they live pretty good out there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. It took me a long time to really understand herbal therapy from that point of view.
Yes.
And once I understood it, it all clicked together. And it's pretty remarkable. We live in a really extraordinary time that with this knowledge, anyone can live very, very well for a full life. And it's just a matter of paying attention.
Wow. The book is called Suffered Long Enough by Dr. William Rawls, R-A-W-L-S, Dr. William Rawls. And his website is www.vitalplan.com. Dr. Rawls, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your words of experience and wisdom. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. William Rawls inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.